Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Here's the thing, though, that I think about when you talk about maybe having ramifications on OKC moving forward. And right now, it's June 20th. We're embarking on what they're saying.
Can I point out, it's crazy. Game 7 is Sunday. The draft is like 4 days after that.
Yeah.
Good. Basketball.
You're Wednesday.
I'm
never
with
stop.
It. Yeah.
And then right after that, free agency starts.
Let's get it. But they're, we're embarking on what people are saying might be the greatest offseason of all time.
Mm-hmm.
But one distinct difference with the Warriors losing that Game 7 and even the Mavericks losing as a 67-win team. Who's ready to knock off the Thunder today?
Wemby?
He's not ready today. he's not ready today, as is. There's no team ready to knock the – and I would say Boston if Tatum didn't get hurt.
I know.
I don't know about the Knicks. Cleveland,
maybe.
I don't think there's a team ready. When the Warriors
Pacers might be.
When the Warriors lost, well, they would have already done it too. Mm-hmm. But the Warriors lost. OKC was ready. Mm-hmm. Cleveland was ready.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's a team, if the Thunder win, that we see today.
Mm-hmm.
That are like, no, they're time's up, Thunder. We're ready. Houston ain't there. Mm-hmm. I don't believe. I don't believe Minnesota's there.
Denver might be.
I don't think so. Denver second apron. They got to start cutting some people. Like Denver. And I was just wasn't a believer in Denver. I was impressed by what they did in the playoffs, showing the heart of a champion. They proved me wrong a number of different times. But like Damian with Minnesota, do it again, Denver.
Sure.
Do it again.
Sure.
So I'll put it to you. Like, I'll ask you guys this question. Season ends – say the Pacers win. Season's it. Who's the favorite to win the championship next year?
Probably the Pacers.
You think they'd be the favorite over the Thunder?
Yeah, I think just by virtue of the way that goes. I feel like the reigning champ is always the favorite. But
yeah, I don't think that would happen.
Probably OKC.
Yeah, I feel like OKC would be the betting favorite Sunday night.
Oh. Maybe OKC and then right behind them, Indiana, because you don't want a team to win the finals and then be like, hey, they're plus 2,000 next year and a bunch of money comes in on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want that.
What's your Alex Caruso trade that you were working on?
I'm not saying I would do this.
Okay.
I need everyone to know this is not like, hey, I think this is. But, Kenny, you brought up the point where the Thunder might go, hey, we're going to shop 31-year-old Alex Caruso. Oh. We're going to shop Alex Caruso. Try and maximize his value because there's some team out there that'll go, that's going to help. That's going to make our defense. That's the guy we need. Mm. And you said the Kings might do that. Or you mentioned the Kings in there. So, said if the Kings were to
you,
do that,
credit to you, you said Keon.
So, I did. I said that would be like the Thunder want to go get a player who's a better shooter, a more reliable shooter, but maybe a little worse defender, but still a really good defender. And I said, well, man, it might be Keon. So, we're going to trade Keon. I'm sending Keon Ellis with Jonas Valanciunas to the Thunder because they're going to need another center after they trade Chet.
This is a multi-layered deal.
Oh my goodness.
Say, buckle up. You got 11 minutes to break. I need 11 minutes.
And to be clear, Chet's not coming here.
No. Oh, okay. God, no.
Okay. All right. Of course not.
No. So the Kings get Alex Caruso for Jonas Valanciunas, Keon Ellis, 2 second round picks.
Okay.
That's all we get is Caruso?
That's how I think that would work. I wouldn't do it.
Good Lord. It's a robbery.
Well, that's kind of the whole point. But I'm trying to illustrate your point.
I hear you.
Yeah. The Thunder may try and capitalize on some overzealous team that's like, we need defensive. Alex Caruso, cool. Here's this young player who we may not be sure about long term. Here's a backup center to make the money work, and here's a couple of seconds. Mm. And we'll get Alex Caruso's on our team, all NBA defense.
The Thunder situation
wouldn't do that deal.
The Thunder situation really is crazy, man. We talk about the Spurs being able to do whatever they want. Man. Thunder situation is crazy.
But theirs is a little different in that you would need someone who's like all in on like one of their young guys, right? Whether it's Chet or J-Dub or whoever. J-Dub, I think, is probably a little bit easier to get all in on than Chet. But you'd have to have someone be all about that idea because that next contract is approaching quickly. Mm. Whereas some of the guys on San Antonio, you know, the Steph Castles, which I know this, we don't believe that those guys are moving. It's like you have time to kind of figure this out a little bit with Chet. Like Chet's your guy, you know, like, mm-hmm. you know, Chet's your guy, mm-hmm. and you're not only trading for him, but you're signing him to a big, you know, rookie extension.
Can I just on where the Thunder are at picks wise? So I use the Fanspo trade machine.
Mm-hmm.
They tell you what picks. The Kings have 13 picks, first and second round.
Thunder have 13 picks.
The Kings have 13 picks. 2025 second round, first rounders in 26, 27, the Spurs, 27, first, all that. The Thunder have 29 picks.
How many of them first rounders?
One, 16? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm at 7 first round picks, and I'm only in 2027.
What do you even...
8, 9, 10, 11, 12 of them are first round picks.
Come on, man.
Between this year and they have the 15th pick this year. Team might win the finals and pick 15.
Come on, man. That's great. That's ridiculous. Jeez.
You can't even, but here's the, maybe with Caruso being, I don't remember what Caruso's contract was. I felt like it was healthy.
Didn't they just sign him to?
I think so, yeah. When they traded for him,
I think
it's
18.1.
Okay, so it's not. I was wrong. They don't have the big, almost like albatross contract to trade to go along with all those picks to match money. Okay?
I'm sorry.
Great.
I have that. That's his salary for the 25-26 season is 18.1. Then 19.5, 20.9, 22.4.
Okay. Probably a bit low.
It'd be a way to kind of shift course a little bit.
Like, how would you get Giannis?
You trade Hartenstein and Caruso in like 9 picks.
9 picks is crazy. But I guess if Desmond Bane goes for 4,
right. Yeah.
And you don't need Harden. If you get Giannis, you don't need Hartenstein.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So you trade like between Hartenstein
and he
Caruso,
got a healthy contract.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Between Hartenstein, Caruso, and Dort, you could trade 2 of the 3 to match a salary and just flood the deal with picks.
Hang on. Your boy's working over here. Caruso, Hartenstein, and Aaron Wiggins works financially.
That'd be crazy. Okay.
And then however many picks you want to
make it 10. Make it 10.
You could, man. That's, I get Isaiah Hartenstein is important. I get Alex Caruso. I understand he's awesome and maybe the best perimeter defender in the sport. And I understand Aaron Wiggins can shoot the heck out of the basketball. If that's what it takes, plus whatever picks to pair Giannis with J-Dub and SGA,
Jeez.
Doing that easy work.
Man.
That's crazy.
It goes back to that conversation we were having. I think we had it, though, in regards to San Antonio earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
Do you just call? If you're Milwaukee, Like, you know what Oklahoma City has to offer you. Mm-hmm. Let's say things go Indiana's way on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Do you just pounce on this and like, tough break, Sam? I think I can help you, though. Let's help each other out. We're going through a rebuild here. We lost Dame for a year. We have the most prized commodity in the entire league. Can you even do that with a player like Giannis? Well, I mean, you can because you just did it with Luka Doncic. So I'm answering my own question.
Well, you didn't call.
Well, that,
you didn't call around.
Well, there's that too.
You just talked to your buddy.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you think the not that they should or shouldn't? Do you think Scott Perry's picked up the phone and called the Bucks? Like, just what do you guys want?
No, he should, but no, I do think.
Yeah, this call is
just,
everybody.
It's just a random thought. Like, I do think he's called the Suns.
Oh, for sure. 100%.
What you want for KD?
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah.
Yeah, why would you not?
He should call Milwaukee, though. They got to tell
Do you think
me,
he's asked about Brad?
I think he was asked about Brad.
No, I don't have one of those Kevin Durant's available, but how do you feel about a Brad Beal?
Oh.
How do you feel about one of those?
K-E-D. Asked.
Oh, that's tough. Poor Brad. Yeah. You were talking about, or you were preparing to talk about why all of the different external factors heading into a game seven don't matter.
Yeah, and I know you would agree with this. We've talked about this before. Because if I'm Rick Carlisle, Tyrese Halliburton, all this other stuff, none of that matters. They ain't lost two games in a row. All that, none of it matters, dog. We got one game, 48 yep. minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. For sure.
That's it. That's all that matters. We don't have to be great over a period of time. We don't have to be great historically in OKC. They could be 41-0 and 48-0 after the playoffs or mm-hmm. something in OKC. None of it matters. We got one game.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to. We even me saying like I've always been like I don't think they can get two in OKC. That don't even matter.
Yeah,
it's all about Sunday.
Yep,
it's all about Sunday, and I'm sure that's the mentality that they have. We don't have to. We're at the point now where we don't have to be better than them in OKC over the course of a series.
Mm-hmm.
We just got to be better than them one night.
Yep,
yeah.
That's it. Just one night.
Yeah, can you throw the first punch and take the crowd out of it? That gets rid of that whole like, oh, it's in OKC thing. If you can get up early and make that crowd a little uneasy, because getting back into a game, if at the first time out the Pacers are up 15-4. It's not super easy for that crowd to just be like, all right, hey, we're fired up. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Like, it is going to be tense in there.
The only reason.
Like the last time I went camping.
What?
You feel That's good bars. About that, don't you?
Yeah.
That was Lil Wayne level wordplay right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, that's Carter 6 Thank level.
Well, no, well, play. Come on.
He said all about my riches. My name should be Richard on the Carter 4, and that's where I was out. Sorry, Wayne.
You know, the only reason I don't like that is because you're acknowledging the crowd. Like, I get it in theory, punch first, take them out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, what if you can't?
Oh, like, you still got
to. You have to. But that's what my point is. Don't allow the crowd to be a talking point. You know, because I think that's a thing. Hey, guys, let's come out. Let's come out strong. We could take them out of it. We know how ruckus this crowd is. We could take. Don't even acknowledge the crowd, because if you can't take them out of it, then you're aware, like, you've already brought attention. We all know it's there. Mm-hmm. You've consciously brought mm-hmm. attention to it. Like, hey, go out there, focus on what we're doing. Let's focus on our game plan. Let's focus on making TJ McConnell the superhero. Let's focus mm-hmm. on Pascal Siakam's new Undertaker tradition that he does before that, which apparently is not new. Apparently he does it all of the time. The little eye roll thing that the camera caught. Yeah, apparently that's a the people in Oklahoma, the people in Indiana were like, "This is really taking off." He does this like every game. It's like, just like a weird like little thing he goes through. very odd, but like cool. Mm-hmm. Just let's stay focused on us, because I feel like if you acknowledge the crowd one way, mm-hmm. you have to acknowledge it the other too.
I don't necessarily think the Pacers should be game planning for that. I just mean when it comes to everything's off the table, or everything's on the. Anyways, when it comes to just the analysis of the game,
yeah.
for me, I think if Indiana comes out and starts 15-4 or whatever it is, I think it's going to be really, really hard for the Thunder crowd to get back into it. Yeah. And that's where I think, like, man, the home court thing, you got to win here. I just don't think that matters that much.
I would say this, but I also think Indiana's a better team than this team. But that's what Denver did in their game 7. I think they were up 13, 14 in that game against OKC.
Mm-hmm.
OKC looked a little shook.
Yeah.
And they found a way to make shots and to get the crowd back into it. What I would say for the Pacers as well.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's try and take these boys into deep waters. Let's keep it close by the start of the fourth. Either be ahead by some or be 2, 3, 4 points behind in the fourth quarter. And let's bring them into deep waters. See if they can swim.
Can you execute in the chaos?
Yeah, let's see if they can swim.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Kyle Mattson working overtime with us, man. We appreciate it.
Who wins so real quick?
I'm just going to pick the Pacers now.
We got 2 Pacers votes. I haven't picked yet.
I've been picking OKC all series. I'll just switch it up this time.
You're rooting for Oklahoma City. You're not changing your mind. You got to ride this out.
I'm never rooting for anybody. I want to see a game 7.
That's a lie. You said you were rooting for OKC earlier this week.
I like what Indiana did yesterday. How they gave the home fans that.
Well, I'll talk to the rest of the yesers and see if you could get on the bandwagon with us.
Now that we're here to game 7, I don't care who wins.
That's very true. Very, very true. Big thanks to Kyle Mattson. We'll come back much more ahead. Eddie Gonzalez about an hour from now. And we'll try to build this NBA roster that we've been trying to build for the last couple
Wilson
of days.
Russell Wilson is a Steeler.
Damn. Steeler and KC, that's a deep cut right there on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. We're live at Sky River Casino tonight, 32 Brew Street, baby. Come through, see us. The most unique live show we have ever done. Showtime, 7 o'clock on the patio of 32 Brew Street. The brews are going to be flowing. The wine's going to be flowing. The food is absolutely fantastic. I actually ate dinner there last week while Katie was
at 32 Brews?
At 32 Brews, yeah. They were doing bingo night. So yeah. I just ordered some food and put my feet up and had some fun.
Yeah, 32 Brews is official.
Yes, it's official. Great, great, great food. Great beer, great wine, great everything. And we got a live show, 7 to 9, not on the radio, not streaming, nothing like that. And then, 9 o'clock, we just make the pilgrimage over to the Humidor.
Let's do it, man. Come on, man. Shout out to my people over there.
In fact, I need to let them know, hey, be prepared. There could be a large group of people showing up at around 9 o'clock.
Do we ever, it don't matter because you're D-Lo, you know what I'm saying? Shot caller, you know what I mean? But do we ever find out what time it closed?
The Humidor, no.
I think it's 11 on Friday.
One thing I can't imagine is that it's 9 o'clock on a Friday.
Yeah.
In fact, I know it's not because we left at 9:30 last week and it was still very much open.
Yeah, it's not a 5 to 9 situation. No,
like the rest of Sacramento.
It's not a 5 to 9. Hey, can I give a quick shout out?
Yeah.
Shout out to Laguna Youth Baseball, 12U, great team. Season came to an end yesterday in a fantastic game. They played Rohnert Park, which is one of the top-tier programs in all of Northern California. Lost 11-10, but they played. What a game. If you thought, what was that, Wednesday we were here? Wednesday was one of the best Little League games I had seen personally. This was unbelievable yesterday. Unbelievable. And I'm not really a moral victory type of guy, but I'm proud of these guys. They worked so hard during this whole season, got so much better over the last month and a half or so. Shout out to the coaches, my man Steve, John, Jimmy, Andrew. It was great to see yesterday. It was great to see. Wish we would have came away with the win, but what a performance by those guys.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. To follow up on this, the Humidor closes at 1 a.m.
Oh, we ain't going nowhere.
We good. We going Vegas style tonight. let's touch. So that's tonight, 7 o'clock, Sky River Casino, 32 Brew Street. Come see us. We're going to do a what we think is going to be a really great, really unique two-hour show. Very interactive, far more interactive than anything we're able to do when we're actually on the radio at 32 Brews. So we're hoping to set the standard for what we do moving forward with Sky River.
Right.
One more quick thing. It's Friday. We're obviously having a great time. We're talking about the game last night. I want to, and Eddie's going to join us. Like we've got, you know, plenty of stuff to do. I don't want the day to go by, though, without mentioning what happened at Dodger Stadium yesterday. Not the part with Tatis and Otani and all of that, but the stuff that happened before the game. The fact that, and I know you're not going to like this, but I'm going to credit the Dodgers organization for the way that they handled this. The fact that Homeland Security tried to set up outside Dodger Stadium to whatever you're calling this Donald Trump thing where he's just picking up people that he thinks are immigrants and trying to ship them out of here. The fact that they did that at a baseball game just adds to the disgusting level of what is happening in Los Angeles right now. And the Dodgers deserve a ton of credit for saying, no, you can't do that here. This is art. You have to remove yourself from this facility. And it wasn't easy, but they were able to do that. And obviously we've all seen what is happening in LA and in different parts of the country. We get alerts and when things are happening here in Sacramento, it is this country is in an awful place. But for the Dodgers to do that yesterday, say, no, that's not how we're going to do this. This is our space. I give them an incredible amount of credit for that.
Nah, I mean, that was dope to see, especially since they've been under a little bit of fire. I've seen, read a couple of things where their silence in the last couple of weeks has been frustrating to some of their fan base.
Right.
They even had a situation with, I'm not exactly sure what happened, but a young lady tried to sing the national anthem and sing it in Spanish. And I don't want to misspeak because I don't know. What, but something happened with the Dodgers. The Dodgers did
they
something.
They asked her not to, but she asked if she could.
Yeah.
They asked her not to. She did it anyways.
Right.
And that, of course, got a reaction from the Dodgers.
So, you know, seeing them kind of, you know, put their foot down and something like, look, there may be, you know, 100 different reasons why we've stayed silent on this. And that's probably a whole nother discussion. But you've gone too far. Like, we're not going to, even if we're not going to come out and just, you know, vocally voice our displeasure, you're not going to set up shop here. Like, we're not going to be part of that either. And yeah, I thought that was crazy to see them try to do that in that situation at that place. That was ridiculous.
And shout out to the security guard. And I don't know, like, what type of security. I'm just envisioning the unfair. What was his name? Paul Blart? What was it, mall cop? This is a security guard. He's not a police officer. He's a security guard who had to stare down Homeland Security and say, you can't come in here. A security guard with pepper spray, I'm assuming, had to stare down Homeland Security and say, like, no, emphatically, you cannot come in here. Now everybody gets on the phone with their higher ups, but it had to start with him or her. So salute to that person, because I know that individual was sick to their stomach when those caravans approached, because being in L.A., I'm certain that person knew exactly what was happening and was processing how they were going to deal with it.
That was.
It's sad, man. It's so sad.
I couldn't believe that's what we're doing. Like, just in general, I can't believe that's what we're doing. But, like, now we're going to sporting events, and namely a sporting event where, you know, a lot of people of Mexican descent are going to be at the game and try to use that as an opportunity to round up people. That's just, to me, that's just crazy. That is, you said it perfectly, it's sad.
It's going to take generations to undo what's happening right now. And we're not even halfway through.
And we might even, I don't even go get into it, but this tip of the iceberg of what this guy will get us into.
Yeah. Yeah. So I wanted to make sure we pointed that out. Let's transition. And we're here. It's the easiest transition we can make. I don't know what the hell is going on with the Padres and Dodgers right now, but 8 hit batters in this series. Tatis gets hit. Otani gets hit. Otani's waving his the dugouts off, because shout out to Shohei Otani. Even for a guy whose English is a second language, he knows how stupid these baseball skirmishes are. He's like, please don't run out. This is stupid. You're not going to fight. Stay over there. This is, of course, after Tatis gets hit. I think there's fear Tatis is hurt.
Yeah, he had an MRI on his wrist or hand, I think, today. I haven't seen any results.
Yeah, okay. And I saw, like, if you watch the clip of Otani, it appears he's talking to the first baseman about Tatis, because you see the first baseman talking about his hand. You see him pointing to his hand where he was hit. Mm-hmm. And Otani looks to say, really? And he goes, yeah, it's bad. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, man. Then you see the Dodgers just be throwing at Tatis every time they play. It's like, we've got a real, we've got a real situation with these two baseball teams.
Yeah, I mean, they got real heat just in general. But I don't know what sparked. I watched the whole series pretty much between these two teams, and saw them last week as well when they played. And they just don't like each other. It's a rivalry. It's a modern day rivalry. Like they got real heat, like I said. But I don't know what sparked the throwing at each other thing was. And I can't remember who started it or who did it first or who intentionally did it, and somebody took it as a way more than it was supposed to be or anything like that. But it got way out of control. And a Padres manager, Schmidt, he had had enough last night. He knew what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
He had had enough. And
Dave Roberts got a little – I might have fought him.
Oh, like, you see, he bumped him.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He got a little, like, hey.
And then he said he was going to beat somebody's ass.
Dave Roberts said that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if he was talking to Schmidt or not, but I saw him looking at it. He said it twice.
Okay.
He said, I'll beat your ass.
Okay, well, come on then. Let it beat my ass then. Do that. You already put your hands on me once, dog. Go ahead.
Yeah, but these two... Like I said, there's already issues there, just a dislike already. But then they got into this, you know, hitting each other war. And, yeah, I think it should end now. You know, you win at Tatis for whatever reason. Like, once again, I don't want to make it as if the Dodgers started this, because I don't know where it started.
Yeah.
But you clearly threw at Tatis. You hit him. Dodgers... You know, the Padres, they kept their receipt. They threw out Otani.
Yeah.
He hit him. It should be done by now. Unfortunately, it might result in Tatis being out for some time.
Yeah.
But it should be done right now, but you never know. I'm a little old school in this way. Like, I'm not against that. You don't have to throw up and in.
I don't like that.
You don't have to throw up and in, but.
I'm not with you. I do not like that.
If that's what we're doing, then that's what we're doing. I don't ever, like the Padres manager said it best last night. That's not what we do. Like, we don't just start throwing at people. But if that's what we're doing, I'm not gonna back down. Like, you're not gonna just do that and think that there's not gonna be any repercussions for it. So that's kind of how I start things. It's never like, hey, this guy been, you know. He took too long to get the first base. Throw at him next time. Like, no, that's not what we're doing. But you throw at my guy. This how we police it.
Yeah, this how we police it. I'm not a fan of that, because, like, Otani don't have nothing to do with it.
And Otani will tell them pitchers, you better stop throwing at him. And that's what would happen. Otani would look at that. That's how it gets policed in the clubhouse. Hey, cut that out. Because you don't have to get in the box against these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Pause. You.
Also, they ain't going to throw at you because you suck. They're going to throw at me.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's how you police it. You tell, hey, man, y'all cut that out. Because I'm the one that's got to deal with it.
Yeah.
And. Interesting to see last night, though. I didn't see that live. That came up on my Twitter. I was oh, they was getting after it.
Yeah, they absolutely did. Meanwhile. Padres actually won last night's game.
They did finally.
Yeah.
Did something worth a while.
Well,
after losing the first three games of the series,
they did. And that was coming after the Dodgers, you know, roughed up the Giants a little bit. And now all of a sudden it was, you know, the Giants are a game out. Now they're 3.5 back. The Padres are 5 back. The Giants did snap their, was it 4-game losing streak?
4-game losing streak. They needed that one last night.
Yeah.
Yesterday afternoon, excuse me.
Ball still not. Just hold on real quick. Hey, you good in there? I don't even think people know you here.
Yeah, we're working.
Okay, I was just making sure. You ain't even say hi all day.
I've just been working on the shorts and stuff like that.
Okay. All right, I just want everybody to know Jesse here.
Yeah, he grinded.
Okay. All right, go ahead. Get back to work. We talking about the Giants. You probably don't want to talk about, you know.
Red Sox in town. What, you going tomorrow? Yeah, Jesse going tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ball's not exactly flying out of the park right now for your boys.
I mean, they're still trying to figure out what to do with the plate. I mean, you're missing Chapman, so that's a little bit. They got this situation where sometimes you'll have like, okay, Willie Adames, my man Jung-Hoon Lee, Helio Ramos, now Devers. All right, cool. Like, all right, big boppers in here. And then Fitzgerald and Bailey. And who's this other? I don't even remember old guy. Last name starts with an R. Is it Rogers? Is it who is this guy? Who is it? I like Smith, the first baseman, but I mean he's a journeyman for a reason. So they need some more consistent professional hitters. Casey Smith is another guy who actually had a good week last week, but traditionally he's been a little bit of a disappointment at the plate. But they need some more professional big league hitters. You don't have to be, big time home run hitters, but some guys that you can get in there and know they're going to give you good at bats on a consistent basis. Wilmer Flores is that guy as well. But they're just missing that. And those are the kind of guys that are going to make sure you don't get into the funk that this offense has been for the last week and a half. Mm-hmm. And actually probably more than that, probably two and a half weeks. They need one more guy like that. Mm-hmm. One more guy. I don't know where they would hit. I don't know where they would field. I know where they would field. Right field, because poor Yaz. I don't want to be like that to Yaz, but.
But you're going to be like that.
Oh, well, no, I'm just going to leave it at that. Like, all right, he's a good defender in right field. Plays a great right field. That's cool. But I've seen enough of that experiment. We don't have enough around him for him to be as much of a key cog in this offense as he is.
So he's Domas.
Domas is better. I don't want to do that to Domas.
All right.
He's better than Yaz.
Okay.
That was a shot at Domas.
It was. Yep. It was. But it's all love. It's all love. I love Domas. I'm gonna tell you, I think I can make a case for why Domas is important for building a basketball team. Mm. We're gonna get to that in just a couple of minutes. Have you ordered your new Me Bounce merchandise?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, it's available over at, I believe it's theangelreese.com.
Shout out, Angel. Man, I need to bookmark that. Need to
your
bookmark that.
Me Bounds is phenomenal. The internet did an amazing job creating that. Angel took an even, Angel did an even better job of taking it, trademarking it, and using it.
That was a good one.
Me Bounds is amazing.
Did you, have you followed the streak that's going on right now with Angel?
I don't think so.
These young guys have, I think, a 9-game streak. Usually, like...
Wait, who does?
Just some random guy. I think it's some college guys. And they, like, stream it when it happens, their reaction. And usually, I don't really, like... I'll be a little protective of my girl, Angel, because I think cheap shots get taken at Angel Reese.
Uh-huh.
But this one is actually... This might be a cheap shot, but... It's interesting.
Okay.
I think it's a 9-game streak of will Angel Reese miss her first shot.
Oh, wow.
And they just, I think I saw it at game 6.
Okay.
And they're like on pins and needles. Obviously, they're betting that she will. They're on pins and needles when she gets the ball. And they're like streaming their reaction. And then she misses. And they go, let's go. Let's go.
That's amazing.
That's so amazing. I think it's at 9 games right now, 9 or 10 games. But they, like I said, usually I'm paying attention to the digs that are taken. But this one is actually good content.
I understand, and that's fair. Some of them are out of line. Some of them are funny. But the girls' game's kind of crazy. She has to have the worst field goal percentage in the league.
I don't know how she misses these shots.
That's the crazy thing. She misses from 2 feet away, but she gets back on the ball.
Yeah. The crazy thing about Angel, one of the crazy things about Angel.
She has no touch. We said that her entire rookie year, and she still hasn't developed it. She has no touch.
Develop touch. It's like Dwight Howard. He didn't develop touch. You either have it or you don't. You either have a feel for it or
you
don't.
Is that true?
Hell yeah.
She's going to be like this her whole career?
I think she could be a little better, just like Dwight Howard got a little better around the basket, but he was never Tim Duncan. You either have it or you don't.
Yeah.
But I think she can and needs to improve around the basket. But I think Rebecca Lobo had the stat last year that if you take away all her offensive rebounds on her shots, she still leads the league in rebounding. She is one of the great rebounders already this league has ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And she could just figure out how to make a layup. Maybe she'd be this be a great double-double lady as well, but nah. I don't know what happens in that situation. I know she keeps getting rebounds though.
So I'm looking. I think I found the guys, but she made this one. They need Angel Reese to miss her first shot. So like whatever one, I don't know where this is.
Maybe the streak is over and I missed it.
So this was June 1st. Betting on Angel Reese missing her field goal attempt has to be by far the most out of pocket sports betting content in history. They've bet on all six. She's 1 for 6.
I think earlier this week I saw.
Oh, here's another one. Day 6 of Angel Reese to miss her first shot. These guys have gotten like more. Like the first video, they're just kind of like whatever. By this video, they've got like glasses and basketball hoops on their head. And nah, this is funny. This is funny.
That one's a good one. That's a good little thing they got.
These guys betting on Angel Reese to miss her first shot of every game might be the biggest and most diabolical internet heater ever. That's pretty funny content. Content creators out there working hard. Oh, now, God, we got day 10. Oh, my gosh.
They cooking, man.
These dudes are hilarious. Cooking.
Now I want to see what it looks like when she makes it.
Day 10.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Was the 15th. Oh! Bro, the evolution of these videos is crazy. They got like flashing lights and lasers now. This is amazing. I need to, because that was the 15th. I need to find what the most recent game was. Oh, this is great.
Barrett Bryce says it was, it's not a streak just anymore. It said it was the first six games, then she made it in the seventh.
Okay.
And they just kept going. Or they keep making the bet. And maybe 9 of the last 10 or something like that, they've won.
Okay. Right. Okay. This is good stuff. This is good stuff. I wanted to do... Sorry, go ahead.
I was going
to
stay in the W real quick. But have you seen the talk about... And she's a phenomenal player. But have you seen more of the Caitlin talk? And now people are starting to... Some people would say wise up to her flopping antics.
One, were there people not hip to her flopping antics?
Well, maybe the people that didn't want to acknowledge.
I'm not sure what you mean.
She just, like, they even talk about the incident the other day and how she got pushed and how she
took the bump. Yeah. She took a bump. She absolutely took a bump. She looked ridiculous. No, like, as a shoot, she looked ridiculous.
But
it was like the, it was, like, what? Get up. What is wrong with you?
But she played, in some people's eyes, and I can understand it, she plays the role of poor Caitlin. Why are people picking on me? But she talks crazy. And then when things happen to her, she falls like somebody really did something.
I don't think she plays the role of poor Caitlin. I think Caitlin's supporters paint the picture of poor Caitlin. I don't think she does that. I just think she flops. And she takes bad bumps. She needs to go meet Shawn Michaels and start taking better bumps if that's what she's going to do. Because that one the other day was bad. It made her look silly. Like, it legit made her look silly.
I like Caitlin, man. I do.
Well, what she needs to do is figure out how to not blow a 13-point lead to the Valkyrie.
To the Vals.
Vals have won way more games than I expected.
You know who I don't like on the sidelines?
Mm.
It's Pods. All right, settle down, Pods.
What Pods do?
Pods just be doing the most on the sidelines, bro. Like, we know you there. He annoys me.
Yeah, you're not a Pods fan.
My mom's not a Pods fan. I'm not a fan of anything. Golden State basketball.
I haven't gotten a this idiot text about Pods.
Oh, it's been worse said. I'm not a anything Golden State basketball fan. Nothing.
Okay. Well, on that note, let's take a break. We'll build the basketball team when we come back. Come hell or high water, we're going to build a basketball team. Stilo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino. We'll be there tonight, 7 to 9, 32 Brew Street. Come join us for a live show here on ESPN 1320. I just realized you didn't come back with no food.
Yeah, I got a pizza right here. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. Come on, man. I just chuckled, you know. And hey, people just trying to do what they do. Maybe that's all we got, but that was crazy,
bro. Snack
like four Gatorade.
Snack Shack has fell off so bad.
The four Gatorades and three M&Ms and four bags
at
of
this
chips.
Point, just bring back what we used to have. I'll pay for it. It's fine. I'll pay for it at this point.
Put the vending machine back.
Yeah, it's fine, bro. Like, it didn't work.
That's tough. That's tough. I mean, it's June 20th. There's no excuse for that not to be filled.
I don't know. They, poor Jonathan, they gave him something else to have to do. Poor
yeah, guy. Like, how did Jonathan wind up with this? Like, Jonathan literally has to do everything here. Like, Seth is walking around with a steel chair and a ladder like he's headed to WrestleMania or something.
They were building out, like, a room down in the building or whatever. Like,
come on.
Like, adding something to one of the conference studios.
It's absolutely crazy it's absolutely crazy that they're building out a room when they were supposed to make the room Jesse is in right now also Complex's studio, like, a year ago.
More than a year ago.
Man,
my poor guys, man. That's why I say I can't even put it on them, man, because they just out here trying to make it. They just trying to make it.
Snack Shack sucks. No one in out Friday anymore. Oh, places isn't what I used to. What it used to be.
We don't even have that other thing. What was it called, Jesse?
Oh, I don't remember.
I think you do.
I don't remember.
Dame, you remember?
Was it Hot Dog Wednesday?
Something like that.
Chili Wednesday?
We'll stay here till we remember, I guess.
Nah, you can call James Hamm for that. We're not doing that here. This is a grown-up show. We're not doing that.
Wiener Schnitzel Wednesday, that's not it.
Nah, John Bull got it.
What did I say? I can't read.
Sorry to the radio audience, but that's just, it's just the way it's going to be. Didn't James Hamm say that line with a straight face?
Oh, no. That was like, yeah, it's this Wednesday.
I said, yo, what's wrong with this guy? Whose mans is this?
James is down the hall. Hey, guys, it's Wiener Wednesday.
Oh.
Did you hear?
Oh, that's tough.
Oh, bro.
That's tough.
James said, I'm an adult.
Like, I don't know why.
They got shut down also really fast.
As it should, though. That was.
Oh, no. The chili dogs were fine.
I don't understand why this company thought that Kimberly's Snack Shack would work. Given the people in this industry just love free stuff. Like, we get used to not paying for things. Like, we get credentialed for games. We get credentialed for sporting events. We ask for concert tickets. We ask for tickets to Disneyland, to Universal Studios. We go and we have to do promotional stuff at the California State Fair. Hell, we're asking for cars at this point. You didn't think that people were going to eat up all those snacks? Boy, I'm so upset it wasn't full, because you had a golden opportunity to destroy Katie live on the radio.
What?
Did you hear when she brought the girls to the KSFM show the other day? What the first thing she said was?
Oh, yeah.
I took them to the snack shack. I didn't know it was empty.
Oh, I think it was hella empty. There was like three little pieces of M&M's laying around on one of the shelves. It was disgusting.
Hey, that's what we do?
That's the thing, too. Me and Casey got accused of eating them all the time. I went to the Fortress of Snackitude not long after that, and Snatch was still going after 2 days.
Hey, man. Hey. But once again, like we said when we were interrogated, hey, the game is the game. We ain't tripping.
It's facts.
We ain't tripping.
Well, now everybody's got to eat kiwis.
Oh, my gosh.
And packaged what appear to be packaged peaches.
Hey, those oranges on the top shelf are rotting, too, I think. If I get sick, someone's getting sued.
I've been there and outside the refrigerator for 4 weeks.
Hold on. Hey, okay. I got an idea. We're going to take our... It's Friday. It's the day after a holiday. I don't know what everybody's doing right now. I got an idea. We're going to take this up a notch. Y'all need to see what this looks like. Let's go. Oh, that's going to be too complicated. Let me try this differently. I'm going to go here. I'm going to send a link to myself and see if I can grab my phone and show everyone what this looks like.
Okay.
Stop buying Gatorade Zero, too.
Bro,
hey, Settle down. Stop buying Gatorade Zero.
Stop buying Gatorade Zero. Stop buying Diet Pepsi. Stop buying Diet Coke. Or if you're going to buy that, buy the regular stuff, too.
Thank you. Like, don't bring the Gatorade Zero. Like, oh, look what we got you guys.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Bro,
That Gatorade, I think it's cucumber lime or something.
You like that one?
Yeah.
Okay, everyone swears, but I've never tried it
in
my life.
It's fire. It's so good.
Is it regular Gatorade or is it a zero joiner?
Well, it's regular, I think.
I have the zero. Mm. So I'm going to go, I wonder if I have to hit that. I'll try this.
Uh-oh. Look, we're in there.
No. Yeah. No, let me get out of here. So I think if I go here. Yep. All right.
Here we go.
We're going on a road trip.
Yeah, we're going to go.
Yo, bro, this is a joke, man. This is a joke. Can we hear him? We can't hear him. Can I hear him? Can you hear him?
No, he's just not talking right now. Yeah, he's just
I couldn't hear.
We can't hear.
It don't matter. You just need to see.
Now we're good.
Y'all got me now?
Yeah. Okay.
Come on, man.
Look.
Hey, come on, man.
Look at Gatorade Zero again. A thing of kiwis.
This is tough.
I don't even know what flavor the white Gatorade is.
This is the killer right here. It's these giant,
bro,
Bruh.
Whose decision was that?
I'm not sure.
No disrespect.
I'm not even sure where these... I wonder if Joe Brazil stocked the Gatorades. And then here...
I think the fruit was to make people happy.
Oh, man.
There's nothing wrong with... Oh, yeah. Here are the rotting... Oh, man.
Hey, take the camera off of there. We're gonna get in trouble.
That's
oh, you're tough. Touching it.
Bruh. Yo, look at this.
These are all props, by the way. We can get some real props.
Look at the M&M crate with the...
I told you, there's the M&Ms. I told you. I wasn't even joking.
There's M&Ms open in here.
Hey, hold on. That's crazy, too. Whoever refilled that and didn't throw away the M&Ms, come on. Man. That's crazy. Doing?
Oh, this is a tough look right here.
What are we doing, guys? Come on now.
Look at this.
Oh, gosh.
No, that looks...
Yeah, we got chips on the bottom.
Here's the thing. That's a restock.
Raisins.
That's the crazy thing about this. Sorry to the radio audience, but what you seeing?
We got Paul Marshall's seaweed.
All right, man. All right, so now
Christie would be proud of that.
Now we got personal things that nobody else sees.
Yeah,
this is tough, man.
All right, man.
This is tough.
Is Vanessa still over there?
Yeah, Vanessa, right here. What's up, V?
What up, though? But yeah,
we need the key to the snack room then.
Favorite pizza place dropped stuff off.
They did, and I understand what Charlie was saying, but I think it'll be better than – I've already accepted what goes down, so I think it'll be better than giving credit for. We'll find out.
Oh, someone messed up and left the room open.
Oh, we're taking a tour here on the
sometimes
audio.
Sometimes they got Sprite in that room.
Yeah, this is where
– let's see.
This is where they used to hide stuff.
What's the name of that
there's
room?
There's just – isn't it the nursing room or something?
Yeah, it was supposed to be the nursing room.
I don't know of anyone who nursed in here. Huh?
Katy Perry picture in the background.
What's in the background?
It was a Katy Perry picture.
Oh, I don't know, man. I don't know.
But come on, man. He just, guys, go back, check it out on YouTube when you get a chance. That was a restock. There was like nothing. I think on Wednesday there was nothing in those bins. Like it was completely.
Now you guys know too. We're not even like lying to you guys. This is all real. Like even down to the three M&Ms. Like you guys saw
that was crazy too. Come on, man.
That's crazy. Like how are you gonna cover the M&Ms, the leftover M&Ms, which is M&M bags? Like just throw it away.
Like how were there
That's how you get ants.
That's so. Bro, them oranges was gross, man.
Oh, I told you.
Them oranges was nasty.
Well, okay. We don't have to find out on air because I'm sure it's somebody that we rock
with.
Yeah,
we don't have to.
But why not throw those things away? When you're over there putting stuff there, just throw that away.
I think we got an inside, someone on the inside, too, that helps refill that stuff. So.
Oh.
But not. I don't think they did that today.
When I go get my juice, I'll throw them oranges away.
Be careful. Put some gloves on.
Yeah, please do. Put what is the hazmat suit?
Man, probably need one of those.
What happened to do? Like touch an orange?
I need one of them COVID-19 masks.
Those look like peanut M&Ms too. Those weren't even like the type that was there.
So you know what was crazy? There were two different kind.
Come on.
One was clearly a peanut M&M, and the other one was either a regular or one of them. Is it a peanut butter joint?
Yeah. Throw those ones in the fridge. You ever get those ones?
And who keeps getting
You said put them in the fridge?
Yeah.
Okay.
The peanut butter M&Ms.
You like the peanut butter? I'm about to say who
keeps
getting
the peanut butter. Yeah, throw them in the fridge first.
What's wrong with peanut butter?
Nothing's wrong.
It's peanut butter and chocolate.
I don't need the peanut butter M&Ms, man.
The peanut M&Ms or the peanut butter?
I don't need the peanut butter joints.
That's crazy.
It's all good. Just really just peanut M&Ms, but if they don't have that, plain will do. That'll suffice.
Pretzel was garbage when they tried that.
Plain M&Ms actually suck.
No, they're fine.
Wait, what do you mean? No,
plain M&M, like the little black bag of M&Ms, those are terrible.
I'm
going
to stop talking again.
Oh, so now you don't like the black bag, huh?
They're fine. It's chocolate. Like, what do you mean? That's your thing. You love chocolate. How do you not like those ones?
But you add a little peanut butter to it, and it's better. You add a peanut to it, it's better. You add an almond to it, it's better. You eat just a little...
I've never had the almonds, so I don't know.
Almonds,
I actually haven't either. I'm just
you know I love me some almonds, so maybe
you like the peanut M&Ms more. That's the bag you always got, isn't it? The yellow one.
I like peanut M&M. That's the best. That's the only way M&M should be made.
That's facts.
But if I have to go next,
That might have been your M&M I just threw away.
Maybe.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.